Ziva. And we discuss the Indian. Some averus are hard to make an Aziva Gemura. So need to make a Kabbalah. She'eini choyze lechetze l'oyam. So first of all, we said the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's mechadish. I think more say he's mechiyach. I don't think it's really a chiddush. He proves it from Gemaras that there's the bechina hakoved and bechina hakal in chatoim, and that the ikatayna on the mensch is things which are easier for him to be nizhar from. Gemara says that the oynish in tzitzis, if a person mevapel tzitzis, the oynish for being mevapel lovon, the chutei lovon, is much greater than the oynish for being mevapel the chutei tcheles. Tcheles is very expensive, real tcheles, and therefore, when a person didn't put on tcheles, is less of a taina than if he didn't put on lavan, chutei lavan, not so expensive. So he says that a person, first of all, needs to look for the bechina hakal. He has to look for the look in his cheshbon, his cheshbon nefesh. Is what's the easiest thing that he could have fixed up, or could have not done the avera, and you should know that there's the biggest fear on him is for that. And it's the faket with what we assume. Because when you don't think about it properly, you think, okay, well, it's easy, but the big averas, the very shvera averas, that's a much more bigger tain on me. That's not true. And therefore, he should be marketing himself to fix up the easiest things that he can. So we said, you look through, I suggested to look through the Vidim Mefurat. So it's the easiest way, Lechoira, to have a list of common Averas, which a person does. And make a cheshvan, you have to be very honest with yourself, which one of these Averas, which I could be Mekabel on myself, an Aziva Gebura. If it's easy to be mekabel on another one, okay. But a person has to be careful not to put himself into a matzav that he'll take 10 averes and be mekabel, kabbalas gemuras on these 10 averes, and he won't be mekaymen. Because too much for him, and he won't be mekaymen, and it all falls apart. Then there's no chochma in that. You take one, maybe two things which you know you could fix up, and you have to think to yourself properly and sincerely and with seichel, can I make an aziva gemura in this? Can I be mischayev kabbalah? Eini choyzer lechetzel oinam. Not going to do this avera again. The other averas, so lechoyra, every avera needs a kabbalah, lechoyra. The pashas in the Rambam is that for any tshuva always needs a kabbalah, that I'm not going to do this avera again. In which case, what about averas? So we take the dogma of bittul Torah. The person will say, I'm never going to go to do this avera again, otherwise I won't be doing tshuva, and a person has to do tshuva for all his averas. It's clear. So what's a person going to do? Is he going to be mekabel? And he knows sincerely that he can't be mischayev never to be choises in chetz el oilam. If you'll excuse the pun, shtei tshuvas vadova. And it's a mamash pun, because there's two types of tshuva here as well. First of all, there's a difference between averis b'meizin and averis b'shoikik. Now, a person has to do tshuva for averus b'shoigbid. It's an interesting shaila. A person's mevatel Torah, let's say, is that called mesid or shoigig? The way he knows it's also mevatel Torah, and he does it many, many times. So chora, it's an aver b'mesid. But on the other hand, a person doesn't decide, most normal people don't decide that I know I'm supposed to be learning now, I don't care, and I want to be mevatel Torah. But there, klal isn't how it goes. Let's say, mevatel Torah, he's learning, and then so something they're learning starts very often in the frum way that Tosfos says something, and then that reminds you of a Heor on the Parsha, and then it reminds you of something else, and you get into a whole conversation, and before you know it, you're talking about Tzach, which has nothing to do with anything. Sometimes a person is in the middle of learning, and he's a bit tired, and it's hard, and everything, and then a thought falls into his head, and he blurts out something, and then his chavrusa answers, and again, it's not that a person decided, okay, I want to be Purik Me'olai Oil Talmud Torah right now, and I'm going to think, or a cheshbon of outside sedarim. A person's not in the middle of a kviyas itim b'Torah. Say the lechora is kviyas itim b'Torah. What about outside? So that's much more dakistic to decide: is it really bittul Torah, not bittul Torah? All right, from the one of the kinyanim of Talmud Torah is miut sicha. What's the shear of miut sicha? Right, you leave the base medrash at night, whenever it is, 3 a.m. You know the serious masmid you're talking about. Finds another couple of serious masmidim who weren't in the base medrash until 3 a.m, only till 2, whatever. And then the chapashmuz about something. So miut sicha, okay, you know, how much is miut sicha? So pashtas, the 3-hour shmuz which they were talking about, Torah Mishav garnished and everything, is the chayra not in the klal of Kinyoni HaTorah. It's more. But where's the shir? Again, the person decide, I want to be mevatel Torah. Now, things which are mamash shogeg. So they that it might not be poshut, so poshut. A lot of these are various that we do. A person forgets a bracha achroni. So is that mezid? If Etzim says, I don't want to make a bracha achroni, I don't think anybody, any normal yeshiva man decides, I don't want to make a bracha achroni. I'm going to eat and not make a bracha achroni. Horaya, the people who rove yeshiva light that I know always make a bracha rishona, maybe not mechavin in it. But we're very murgal that we don't put food in our mouth without making a bracha rishona. So it's not, we don't have an objection to brachas. The thing is, on the way while you're putting the food in your mouth, you mumble the bracha. That's what murgal to do. Then you finished eating and you schmooze, and then you get up and you forgot to make a bracha. It's a shogeg. Pashtus shogeg doesn't need a direct kabbalah. Like a direct kabbalah, she'eini chozer lechetzer le'olam. Because, a person in shogeg didn't make a bechira to do the avera. So you don't have a kabbalah that I won't be boicher that again. You weren't boicher be'etzim. It was a shogeg. You slipped into it. You did it without a proper idea. What shogeg definitely needs a kabbalah is to fix up the derech that got you into the shogeg in the first place. So why was a person shogeg? It could be very likely he's not sensitive enough to Bittul Torah or to brachas or things like that. So then a very good Kabbalah for that is that I'll learn something. I'll learn Musar, I'll learn a Sefer about this Inyan. I'll learn the Halachas about this Inyan. That's one Nekuda. The second Nekuda is, we'll go to the other extreme. There are Averas which a person definitely amazed. Rabbeinu Yoina in Aziva Sachet, Sheni, first, the first Iki he brings is Charata. We'll talk about Charata in a minute. And the second thing is he brings Aziva. So he says, what's Aziva? Ki Yazov Drochov Haroim Yigma Bechol Levovoi Kilo Yosef Rashuv Bederech Hazeh Oy. That's interesting. He says he stops his drachiv harayv. The yigma b'chol levavay k'lo yosiv lashuv b'derech hazeoid. He's talking about the derech. To go this derech. He doesn't say that ve'etzem he's going to be oizev the chet. The yigma v'libay not to do the chet again. Bimavin poal lo yosiv. Then he says, Mechadish, that there's two types of people. There's a person who's choyte a derech mikre. What's a derech mikre? He's ave taivo v'yichazik alav yitzro v'yizkofeyu v'lo nechletzu rayonov chushim bepoge boy. He suddenly, he got taiva to do the avera, and the taiva attacks him, the yetzahara attacks him, and he wasn't strong enough to push off the yetzahara. Well, we made a He fell into the chet. Abeloi, but he's not a person. Asher cheftzoi uretzoinoi limtzoi avoinoi velasois kamoihu achreizois. He's not a person who wants to do the avera. His cheftzoi and retzoinoi is to find the avera, to seek out the avera, and to do it kaseida. So there's one person who is what he calls his choyte b'derech hamikre. There's the second person is ha'ish amisyatzev aderech loy toivo tomid v'gever al chatov doirech b'chol yoyim v'shoyne b'valtoy. He keeps on doing the avera over and over again. V'shol b'mutzosa gampomim rabbis, and he's going along with his mahalach. He's marging himself to this avera. V'chol eis oy heiv hara. He loves this avera. Umichshal avoyne yosim nechach ponov, and he has the michshal there, and he's ratzaloyma taiva vayetzer. He's building up his taiva and his yetzer. Vechefzoy umagamosoy, and his desire and his purpose is asher lo yivotze mimenu kol asher yozam lasos. They should be able to, should never be restricted in anything he wants to do. So we're talking about two people. One person is a person who betzim isn't want to do averus, but he's nichshal. The taiva gets him, yetzar gets him. He does avera. Talking about a second person who wants to do the avera. Cheftzim agamosoi. He's oivera, and he's always thinking about it, and he's putting the taiva by yetzar kneged ponov. He wants Be'etzim to be completely free. He should be able to do whatever he wants. That's his desire. He should be able to do whatever he wants. Now, even a person who does a certain averas, certain taivadika averas, which a person does many, many times, is lav davka that he's in the second category. Some people are in the second category. Some people, when they go in the street, they're just waiting and hoping there'll be a prutza there. But other people, they're looking forward to going into the street that there'll be a prutza. What happens? They're going the street to go do whatever they have to do, and boom, there's a prutza, and there's hisave taiva, and he's nichsham. He's not waiting for it. and Ba'etzim, he's oyev ara. He may enjoy the avera. He's not oyev ara, and he's and michshol avoda yosim noichav ponav. Just waiting, looking forward to that. Now he says that the first person who's nichshal betayva, the first thing he needs to do is charota. He should be mischarit. He has to work on charota. The second person, he needs to do aziva first. Now, what aziva does the second person have to do? Before I get there, just tell you that the second person, he says, as Chazal said, the person who is moide, and he's misvade, and he's ena oizev, is like a person who's toivel v'sheretz biyada. A person who's holding a sheretz, and we made his tummy, and then he goes into the mikveh, and he's toivel, the whole time he's holding a sheretz. So the pashtus is that it's a complete waste of time. You can be toivel as many times as you like, but he's not he's holding the sheretz. The tzvila is a total waste of time. It's not going to help him at all. I stress the pashtus because there are shittas that it's a mashu. It needs a bill. What that does. But al kolponim, the pasuk says umoide ve'oizev yerucha. On that, say Chazal, you have to get rid of the sheretz. And says the Rabbeinu Yonah, the person has to do the aziva before he does the charot and vidui. Rabbi Yoino says that Vidu and Charota go together, because a person who's misvade is like mischarit. You can't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sincerely say, Chotosi, and I did this Avera, and I'm happy, and I'm going to do it again. A person can't do that in Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll talk about Vidu later, in a couple of weeks, but If you just imagine in Benon Lechavera in a vidui, you did something to a person, you said Loshon Hara about the person, and you're going to ask him for mechila. You don't have to be misvad and say I was choyte, but you have to tell him you were choyte. He had a hezek, you caused him the hezek, you knock on his door, and you want to tell him that you were the guy who caused him the hezek, and you want him to be meichel you. So you can't come along and say, okay, I was the guy who caused you hezek, and I'll do it again, and I'm very happy that I did it. Or even if you don't say I did, I'll do it again. You say I'm very happy that I did it. I said a lot of lashon hara about you, and you didn't get a shidduch. All these people said no to you in the shidduch because I say all this lashon hara about you. I'm very happy I did it. Please be meichel me, guys. So you're lucky if he doesn't smash you in the face, right? So you come along and misvade vidui implies that you there has to be charata. So he says Rabbeinu Yonah umoide ve'oizev yerucham vidui and charata and aziva. You have to have aziva. You have to go away throw away the sheretz. Now most aveiras, when you come to do tshuva, you don't have the avera beyond there in the Maisa, you finish the Aveira. Say Istaklus, right? You're not doing Tshuva Bishas the Istaklus. So what's the Aziva? Beforehand, you were Nichshal in Istaklus. And now you come to do Tshuva. So what's the Aziva? You didn't do it. Gezel, Seder. You still got the money, you have to give back the money. That's there's Aziva, because that's an Aveira Nimsheches. Oh, but you're Mabatl Torah this afternoon. You want to do Tshuva. So what's the aziva? Did it b'mezid? Right? Sure, aziva. What's aziva? There's no aziva here. Teretz is that the aziva is to change this mindset. The person who is chetzoy or magamotzoy shelo yivotzim imena kol asher yozom la'asois, that he wants to be able to do whatever he wants, and he's just looking forward to doing the averas. The aziva is to change that mindset. The pasuk says, "Yazov ish, Yazov rasha darkoi, v'ish ovin yachshavoysov." It's to change his derech, and the aziva has to be a shinui in the derech. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, this person who's looking forward the whole time to do averus, he has to change that mindset first, and then come to charata and aziva. The person who's not looking forward and always trying to be choite, oh, but he could be choite many times, because each time the Yetzer Hara chaps him. So what's he says his reishis tshuva of that man is charata, and then he says achreichen Yosef b'chol yom yiras Hashem b'nafshoi v'yitein chitas elokim b'levove b'chol eis. He has to increase his yiras shemayim and put a pachat from Hashem ad asher yiyeh nochon libo batuach b'Hashem. Since a person is nichshal in taiva like that, should work on his yira shemayim. That's his aziva, to work on his yira shemayim, so that he'll be in a different place. He's being oizev his derech, and if he's mekabel himself to work on his yira shemayim, then hopefully next time he'll be chapped with the Yetzer, then he won't be nichshal. And if he is nichshal again, but he continues to work on his Yiras Shemayim, so maybe the time after, or maybe the time after that. So we're talking about two levels of averus. We're talking about making a kabbalah on the averu, which he can make a direct kabbalah, eidi chozer lechetze lo'elo, and that's yotze the kaladeus. On the other averus, which a person has a lot of averus, which is nichshal here and nichshal there, and it could be averus which is nichshal keseda, it could be averus chamurus. But the man says, does he want to be over the averu? If he wants to be over the averu, then he has to change that mindset. So work on that mindset and realize that mindset's no good. You have to be mekabel ol Torah, and you have to not want to do the aver. The way to get to there is also by learning Musar. Or learn the halachas. When a person learns halachas, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, a person learns halachas of something, that also helps him be nizhar. The Rambam says it also in Perek Hei, Hilchos Tshuva. When a person learns the halachas of something, then the derech hateva is that he has an inner pull to be mekayim. The Rambam says that's the pshat in habala time nesaino. So that person learns the halachas, learns Hilchos Tshuva, he says, and then that's nesaino. So the derech hateva is he has a cheshek to be mekayim. So on the other averus, when a person makes a kabbalah klolis to learn musar, to learn the halachas, then that is the aziva, and don't belittle that aziva. Whoa, that's a need a real kabbalah. One second, if you can make a real kabbalah, fine. Are you fooling yourself? You're not fooling the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Don't think you can fool the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We can't do that. Zelamayim, who are you fooling? Maybe you're fooling yourself. If that kabbalah won't hold water, so it's a garnish. It's not worth anything. A person makes a kabbalah, I'll learn mi mischazik my yiras shemayim, learn halacha, learn musa, then that can hold water, can work. A person's nichshal in lashon hara, so he's mekabel on himself to learn hilchos lashon hara every day. Two halachas, like the Manchester Shiva's mahalach, two halachas in Chofetz Chaim every day. That helps a tremendous amount for being poritz in Lashon Hara. However, lemaisa, you should not make a kabbalah to learn every single day, because when you make such a kabbalah, you have to be realistic. I told you before, you're going to make a kabbalah to learn Musa every day. Okay, lemaisa. Kibalnu, Rabbi Seinu, Miyasta Yeshivas, or the Hemshech of the Yeshivas, half an hour say the Musa every day, fine. So you make a Kabbalah, you learn half an hour Musa every day. Okay, the day after Yom Kippur, as I told you, it's Ben Azman, you're going to learn half an hour Musa? How are you going to learn half an hour? It's a very busy time. Then there's Friday, Erev Shabbos. Then that's the day after. This Yom Kippur is Wednesday. Then there's Friday, Erev Shabbos. You're going to learn half an hour Musa. There's the Musa Seder in Yeshiva and it's Bein Hazmanim. Shabbos, you're going to learn. Sunday, Erev Sukkos. You're going to learn your half an hour Musa, your two alochas of Chofetz Chaim, all the other things that you're going to do. Sukkos. Also, you're going to keep Nebuch. It's 2 days Yom Tov Nebuch. So okay, the second day Yom Tov, when you're running around trying to find a meal, you're also going to learn, make sure you learn your half. Then there's Chol HaMoed, and then there's Simchas Torah, and then there's the Tiul. I've had a Tiul, I have Musa every day, don't worry about it, make sure twice a day you can have Musa. Once on the boat and once on the whatever in the middle of the hike, v'chule. Okay, so by the time you come back to yeshiva, you're gonna remember you made such a kabbalah. So the kabbalah has to be real. So you make a kabbalah once a week. I'll make a kabbalah myself once a week. Which week? Which day in the week? Find the time which you know that you are going to be able to be mekayim it and remember. The marshal. Lu Yitzuya in Yeshiva doesn't work, but in some places they have Kabbalah Shabbos and then there's a break between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. And you're the type of guy who goes for Kabbalah Shabbos, not the person who turns up just before Baruch Hu, because then it will, but you're a person who's anyway going to be in the Beis Medrash between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. You have 20 minutes, whatever it is, a break. There's not a drasha, there's not a Dvar Halacha, or you decide you're not interested in the Dvar Halacha, so maybe you can become it then, whatever. A time when you know you're going to be there and be mekabel 5 minutes of learning Chofetz Chaim, 5 minutes learning Musa. You'll tell me, what's 5 minutes? 5 minutes is garnished and nothing. It's a big mistake. A person who made a Kabbalah to learn 5 minutes a week, and it's at a specific time, and I recommend you something else, make also and if I don't manage it, then you can have a Hashlama, so that you keep in the Kabbalah, because the worst thing is you make a Kabbalah and you break the Kabbalah and then it's finished. Then the next week you'll also forget about the Kabbalah. So if I don't manage, if I'm not there in the Kabbalah Shabbos or something, so I'll learn it after Shabbos morning davening 5 minutes. Or you have a Hashlama, so you have your ability to keep the Kabbalah going. A mensch with a Kabbalah is a completely different mensch than a mensch without a Kabbalah. And that is, he's in the geder of tshuva. He is in the geder of a mensch who has an aziva. He's oisev es darkoi. The derech he went before was he wasn't doing anything about his aveiros. He did the aveiros, and he didn't do anything. He didn't have any kabbalah. Now he's making a thing. I'm changing my derech. I'm going on a different derech. I'm trying to build up my Yerushalayim in order not to come to do these aveiros. Or to build up my Yerushalayim to realize that I can't be hefker and I have to be mekabel oil haTorah. I can't look for averus and want to look for averus. I'm going to try and work to change that. That is a geder of tshuva. Tshuva gemura besedo will have our one aver which we're going to make a kabbalah gemura on, and then in Yitzhak Hashem the charata and everything else on that, and we'll do charata on this as well. That will come next week in Yitzhak Hashem. We'll talk about it. So to see when we'll have the vad next week, but the first thing, but the gabe shinui. We have the two levels, the Kabbalah Gemura and the Kabbalah Klolis, which is going to cover, Bez Hashem, all the other Averis.